today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the week of unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled The Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to recitation of Chapter and Fall, verse 46.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين.
And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute and thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah introduces the Prophet as the axis of practical unity for Muslims. This axis includes all deeds and words of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, who, as the history of Islam testifies, prevented discord and created unity among Muslims in order to strengthen the political and social basis of the Ummah. The Prophet, after migrating to Medina from Mecca, entered into treaties and social contracts, which are among the most evident ways of fostering unity. By creating brotherhood among Muslims, the Holy Prophet turned the enmity of the days of paganism into blessings and mercy.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode is importance of unity in the world of Islam. We continue with that. Someone may ask why it is so important to unite. The answer is very simple. Together we are strong. As one ummah, we are a powerful forces. This is certainly what the enemies of Islam dread most. With unity, mutual cooperation will materialize. With unity, love and affection will prevail in the society. With unity, the Muslim Ummah will have a say in the world first. And most importantly, Muslims will cease to be an easy prey for their enemies, as is the case nowadays. unity was the divine force behind the mechanism of forming the first Islamic state in Medina. It helped the early Muslims gain victory in all their battles against disbelievers, hence putting an end to injustice and aggression. So what more do the present Muslims need to wake up from their sleep? They need to rise up to the present challenges facing them.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. So the greatest steps that put forward by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, A'imma, the infallibles, the 14 infallibles, and also Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, they tried their best to preserve and to keep this unity among Muslim ummah. For example, when the caliphs, because according to the Shia beliefs, to the Shia doctrines and principles, it was Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam who was appointed as caliph, as the true successor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the Prophet in Ghadir Khum, in the last Hajj of the Prophet, when the Prophet performed his last Hajj, when he was in the way of Mecca to Medina. So there was a certain place called Ghadir Khum, as you know. In that place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Amir al-Mu'minin as the caliph, as the successor of himself. And also in many occasions, other occasions, he also introduced Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and he also introduced the other imams according to the different narrations from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by different companions and the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi. But the problem is that unfortunately, after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many other things happened in the history of Islam that we are not going to talk about them. But what matters most here is the role of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Amir al-Mu'mineen tried his best to preserve this unity among Muslims. And this unity actually empowered Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam by his own, let's say, character actually. He strengthened the unity among Muslim ummah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
You are with us with IRIB English Radio and this program today's special. Under the title of Unity, we look at culture and sectarian division. Another aspect of unity arises amongst our political leaders. Muslim nations should have a Shura Council that legislates laws according to Islamic teachings. We are a far cry away from this in today's current situation. We see dictatorships everywhere, leaving Muslims oppressed and divided. Shura helps us implement Islamic laws into society, giving us guidelines based on the Quran and Hadith. Although there are various opinions on matters, they reach a collective consensus after deliberating what the strongest arguments are and after they agree on a decision that is based on the Quran and Hadith, it is passed on to the people. Sadly, this doesn't happen as it should because dictators overruled and don't allow the people to be ruled by Sharia or Islamic laws. Most Muslim nations only implement some laws while neglecting others. If Muslims are divided amongst themselves within a nation and between other Muslim nations, how can we ever expect to achieve unity? Dear Muslim brother and sister, Shia or Sunni, avoid taking a strong position on smaller points. Yes, this is from the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. There is what's called a fiqh of priorities. And this essentially means that there are some aspects of Islam that are more important than others. For instance, it's more important to emphasize that Muslims establish prayer than whether or not there should be a curtain between men and women in mosques. Knowing what our priorities are will help us avoid making secondary issues of the faith factors of division in our communities. Muslim leaders especially must not only understand this, but implement it in their communities, so that small differences do not kill Muslim unity.
My heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. Unity of Ummah and Islam are two sides of the same coin. Unity of Ummah and Tawheed are two sides of the same coin. The late Kashiful Ghita said, بني الإسلام على كلمتين كلمة التوحيد وتوحيد الكلمة. Islam is built on two words, word of unity and unity of word. Unity of God and unity in God. If we don't have unity, we would lose Islam. Either all together or maybe the name remains, but there is no spirit of Islam. A society in which Muslims hate each other, accuse each other, na'uzu billah, kill each other, excommunicate each other. This is not Islamic, even if they call themselves Islamic. True Islam can be verified by seeing love, brotherhood, respect. And even if there are Muslims from any sect, any group, who don't open up, who don't show love, respect to other Muslims, this would not give others excuse to do the same. We should, like members of the family, that when we have troublemakers in the family who would want to divide the family, we should be extra patient so that the family remains together. And inshallah, maybe these people also would wake up.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and في أمان الله.
مصطفى أنت النبي الأمين والسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.